Bitcoin's rally hits a wall at $98,000. Bitcoin's recent price surge has encountered a significant obstacle, with the cryptocurrency failing to break through the $98,000 resistance level. It's like the market's trying to climb a mountain, but the summit feels just out of reach.
After a sharp rally, the asset faced a sharp reversal, prompting traders to reassess its short-term trajectory. Exactly. The momentum that carried Bitcoin up has now slowed, and traders are second-guessing whether this is a temporary pause or a sign of a bigger shift.
This pullback is not a random event, but a result of evolving market dynamics. Right. It's not just a dip, it's a reaction to changing forces. Buyers are getting cautious, and sellers are stepping in, creating this tug-of-war.
Short-term momentum has waned, and profit-taking by traders who bought at lower levels has intensified selling pressure. Definitely. Those who grabbed Bitcoin during the dip are now cashing out, which is adding weight to the sell-off. It's like the market is saying, we've made our gains, time to lock in.
This has allowed bears to successfully defend the $98,000 level, creating a standoff between bulls and bears. It's a classic battle. Bulls want to push higher, but bears are holding strong. The price is stuck in this narrow range, waiting for a catalyst.
The outcome of this battle will likely determine Bitcoin's direction in the near term. Absolutely. If bulls win, we could see a fresh rally. If bears take control, it might trigger a deeper correction. The weekend is about to test that showdown.
Why did Bitcoin stall? The climb toward $98,000 was driven by spot market buying, where traders purchased Bitcoin with the intention of holding it. It felt like a real shift in sentiment. People were actually planning to keep it.
However, this buying momentum has diminished, signaling a shift in market sentiment. Yes, and now the energy is fading. Traders are starting to question whether this rally was just a phase or something sustainable.
Simultaneously, a wave of profit-taking from short-term investors, those who had bought Bitcoin at lower prices, has added to the selling pressure. Exactly. These traders, who jumped on the bandwagon earlier, are now cashing out. It's like the market is saying, we've had our moment, time to take profits.
This confluence of factors has enabled bears to hold the $98,000 level as a key resistance, preventing further upward movement. It's a perfect storm for bears. The price is stuck, and the market is waiting for a sign of strength.
The situation reflects a classic market standoff. Bulls need sustained buying volume to overcome the selling pressure and break through the resistance. True. Bulls have to rally enough support to push past the resistance, or the bears will keep the price in check.
Conversely, bears aim to turn the $98,000 level into a ceiling, potentially triggering a deeper correction. That's the risk. If the bears succeed, we might see a pullback to a new base, where the market can regroup.
The crucial weekend test, the weekend, is now a critical juncture for Bitcoin's trajectory. With less liquidity, the market could swing wildly, and small changes in sentiment could tip the scales.
Weekend trading sessions are characterized by reduced liquidity, which amplifies volatility and increases the likelihood of sharp price swings. Right. Fewer traders mean more room for price swings. It's like the market, S on a tightrope. Any breeze could send it one way or the other.
With fewer market participants actively trading, small changes in sentiment or external factors can lead to significant price movements. Exactly. A single news story or a shift in investor mood could spark a chain reaction.
If Bitcoin consolidates below $98,000 without a significant breakdown, it may signal that bulls are regrouping for another attempt to push the price higher. That's a possibility. A consolidation phase could be a setup for a fresh rally.
A strong close above $98,000 would act as a bullish signal, potentially opening the door to a test of the next major resistance level. Yes, breaking through would validate the bull's case and set the stage for a new target.
Conversely, a failure to hold the $98,000 level could lead to a retreat to a new base, where traders might reposition for a future rally. It's a high-stakes game. The weekend could be the turning point for Bitcoin's next move.
What traders are watching for traders and investors, the battle for $98,000 is a critical moment that demands close attention to key indicators.
The first factor is volume. A surge in buying volume could signal strong support for a breakout, while dominant selling volume may indicate bearish momentum. Volume is key. It tells us whether the price movement is driven by real demand or panic selling.
Traders will also monitor market sentiment, particularly on derivatives platforms, where shifts in trader positions can provide insights into market expectations. Exactly. Derivatives are a barometer of where the market is headed.
For example, a rise in short positions or a decline in long positions may signal growing bearish sentiment. That's a red flag. It means traders are preparing for a downturn.
Additionally, broader market conditions play a role in Bitcoin's performance. Right. If equities or commodities are tanking, investors might pull back from crypto.
Major news events, including regulatory developments or macroeconomic data, may also impact crypto markets. Absolutely. The market is always reacting to the latest headlines.
For instance, a strong performance in equities could boost investor confidence in risk assets like Bitcoin, while negative economic data might trigger a flight to safety, pressuring crypto prices. That's the wild card. The market is a reflection of the real world.
The interplay of these factors means that the $98,000 level is more than just a price target. It represents a test of market conviction. It's a psychological and technical battle. The outcome will shape Bitcoin's path.
Critical takeaways and market implications: the failure of Bitcoin to break through $98,000 highlights the challenges of sustaining a rally in a highly volatile market.
The combination of fading momentum, profit-taking, and bearish pressure has created a standoff that could persist until one side gains the upper hand. It's a delicate balance. Bulls and bears are both trying to outmaneuver each other.
For bulls, the key is to generate enough buying volume to overcome the selling pressure and validate the resistance level. Yes. Without that, the bulls risk losing their footing.
For bears, the focus is on maintaining their defensive stance and potentially pushing the price lower. They're in a solid position, but they'll need to keep the pressure on.
The weekend's test adds another layer of uncertainty, as lower liquidity and increased volatility can amplify price swings. It's a high-risk, high-reward moment. One way or another, the market will find a new direction.
Traders must remain vigilant, as the outcome of this period could set the tone for Bitcoin's next phase. Absolutely. The weekend could be the catalyst for a new chapter.
Conclusion: a pivotal moment for Bitcoin, the recent pullback to $98,000 marks a critical juncture in Bitcoin's price action, reflecting the interplay of market dynamics, sentiment, and external factors.
The inability to break through this resistance highlights the challenges of maintaining momentum in a market characterized by high volatility and shifting sentiment. It's a reminder that even the strongest rallies can stall under pressure.
For traders, the weekend's test will be a decisive moment, with the outcome likely to dictate Bitcoin's trajectory in the coming weeks. Yes, the market is waiting for a signal.
Whether the bulls can rally enough support to push the price higher, or the bears can maintain their defensive stance to trigger a deeper correction, will determine the next phase of this asset's journey. It's a race against time. The weekend is the final test.
As the market awaits the weekend's outcome, the battle for $98,000 remains a focal point for investors and traders. The stakes are high. The resolution could redefine Bitcoin's future.
The resolution of this standoff will not only influence Bitcoin's short-term direction, but also provide valuable insights into the broader market's appetite for risk. And that's what makes this moment so pivotal. Stay tuned for the next move.